3. He's the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. We're trying to teach you this series about how to walk in divine health and how to receive your healing by using the Word of God in the power of your tongue. So let's come to the Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you and praise you and worship you, Father, for the beautiful things that you do for us. We want to thank you that you're our Lord, our God, our Savior, our healer, our provider, our everything. And Lord, it's already all been done. It's been given to us through the power of the Word of God. Now bless the Word as it goes out today. In Jesus' name, amen. Now then, let's talk about what divine healing is. It is a spiritual cure. Now, the medical science, they do the best they can in aiding your healing through physical means, and they do that by administering things that they've learned that work, like certain kinds of medicines or whatever, and they, you know, administer this medicine into your physical body. Now, God's divine healing is spiritual. It is administered through the human spirit. Now, we find our answer here in 1 Corinthians 2:9 through 12. Now, I hear lots of people quote 1 Corinthians 2:9, but very few people will continue on in verses 9, 10, 11, and 12. But let's see what it says. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so as the things of God knoweth no man. Now let's think about what this is saying. No man knows these things, but only the Spirit of God knows these things. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Now then, how are you going to learn what is freely given to you by God? Well, there's only one way. To find out what His will is, you need to read the will. And when you read the will, you need to read it slow and prayerfully and really seek the Heavenly Father and ask Him to send the Holy Spirit to reveal this word and become your teacher. Now then, let's take something here, for example, in Psalm 107, verse 20. It tells us that God sent His word and healed them. Now, just look at this, Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Notice, it did not say that God sent His word to heal them, but He sent His word and healed them. Now, I've seen a lot of people in my life that would say, I'm believing the Lord is going to heal me. Well, as long as you believe He's going to heal you, you won't never get healed, because He's not going to heal anybody. He's already done everything He's going to do. He sent His word 2,000 years ago. It's written, it's settled, it's forever settled in heaven. It cannot be broken. And when you get a hold of it, it'll automatically bring healing to your flesh. Now, like I say, it didn't say that God sent His word to heal us, but He sent His word and healed us. It's already done. God considers it done. And God is no respecter of persons, but He does respect faith in His word. Now then, if you don't dig out these promises and don't learn these promises, I guarantee you can go through life sick and afflicted and tormented by the enemy, the devil and his forces of darkness, his demons. You can be tormented by those guys, and you can absolutely have sickness and disease all your life, or just have it periodically, but still all of it comes from the enemy. When you learn what God's word says, you won't ever yield to that devil no more. Now then, let's see what the Word of God says. My son, attend to my words. Now this is in Proverbs 4, 20 through 22. Listen to what God says here. My son, of course he's talking about his daughters too. My children, attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Now the words, this is Proverbs 4:20-22. The words, God's word, these words, if you'll attend to them and hide them in your heart, keep them before your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart, study them, read them, talk about them, say them. He says, for these words are life unto those that find them, only to those that find them, and health to all your flesh. And that's exactly what he meant. When I got a hold of this and began to receive Jesus as my healer, I walked in divine health. And I've done it for the last 20-plus years. Praise the Lord. Now, first of all, notice that God's word is life. It is also health, or it's medicine to all your flesh. God's word will heal your body, but it does it through spiritual means. Healing can be received into the human spirit through the word. Once it is conceived there, it permeates and penetrates into the physical body. Now then, the word, when you get the word in you, it will heal your body. Now, just as you would take medicine into your physical body to aid healing by physical means, so you must receive God's word concerning healing into your spirit for supernatural healing. Now then, what does that mean? Read it, study it, get up in the morning, read these great and awesome promises, quote them to the devil, command that beast to leave you on behalf of God's word. Read these promises and personalize them to God. Read his word. He watches over his word to perform his word. Call the king into remembrance of his promises, and you will see the king do great and wonderful things. If you will receive the word of God like a medicine into your flesh, it will absolutely heal your body, and it will keep it where it's never sick again. Now, God's word is a perfect spiritual law. Now, it's in Psalm 19:7. It is supernatural medicine. It works through the human spirit. It is a spiritual cure. But like any other medicine, it must be applied on a regular basis. You must speak God's word to your individual circumstances or your situation. Someone else can't do it for you. James 1:21 says, it admonishes us to receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls or to heal your soul. Once the word of God is engrafted into your spirit, it produces results in the body as well. Absolutely. Whenever this word becomes a reality, the word of God, which is life and health to all your flesh, when this word becomes a reality to you, I mean when it becomes a reality to you, it will bring forth your healing, and it will bring it forth speedily. You have to stay in the word of God. Now, Jesus said in James 15:7, in John 15:7, Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Now you see the importance of studying the word of God. Now, when God's word becomes grafted or infused into your spirit, it has become a part of you. Now, it cannot be separated from you. It cannot return void. It is not only your thoughts and affirmation, it is you, the word, made flesh. Then your flesh will reflect the life of that word. When God's word concerning healing takes root in your flesh, it becomes greater than disease, and healing is the result. Praise God. The word of God works every time. Now, the image that the word creates in you is already a reality in the spirit realm. When you speak God's word from your heart, then faith gives substance to the promises of God. Your faith frames your world daily. Jesus made it very plain. A good man, now this is in Matthew 12:35, he says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth evil things. Now that couldn't hardly be any clearer than that. Now, in the first chapter of Genesis, you will notice that every time God spoke, creation took place. Now, words are the carriers of faith. The worlds were framed by the Word of God. Hebrews 11:3. Without words, there wouldn't have been any creation. Your words create images, and eventually you will live on the reality of that image. Now, think about that. Words are the carriers of faith. In other words, you will never go beyond your confession of the Word of God. Now, if you can say, by His stripes I was healed all day long, if you don't know where that's found, and you're not sure that you could find that, then that probably won't work for you. You need to be sure you know where those things are found. Like in Isaiah 53:4-5, Matthew 8:17, and 1 Peter 2:24. You need to have those things hidden in your heart. They need to be a reality to you. Now then, in the first chapter of Genesis, we noticed that every time God spoke, something happened. Now then, faith, it will absolutely, when you speak, what faith will cause things to become a reality. Now, an example of this is found in Mark 5:25-28, where the woman with the issue of blood said, "If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be made whole." Now, she continued to speak, and this woman, she saw herself well. Now, she saw herself well before she even touched Jesus. I mean, she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I know I shall be made whole. Now, this woman, absolutely, she had this down. I mean, she knew she had faith. This woman, she hoped to be healed as she pressed through the crowd. Now, she had hope that if she could just touch the king, she knew she could be healed. Now then, in the Amplified Bible, it says, "For she kept saying, if I only touch his garments, I shall be made whole. I shall be restored to full health." And she kept on saying. The Word of God says, say, for this woman. She kept saying, "If I only touch his clothes, I will be restored to health. I know it's mine." Now, that hope was her goal. But she didn't feel healed. She didn't look healed. You know, she had to believe it first, and then she got her answer. Well, we'd like to give you an invitation to give us a call at 940-242-2106 for these teachings in their entirety, free and postpaid. We're talking about the power of the tongue. Now then, if you go to the website, there is a list of many of our teachings, and you can click on the ones you want and what format you want them, and submit your name and address, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Remember, Jesus Christ is Lord. Praise the King.